I just want to steal a few minutes to tip you off about a virtual event that is happening in Cape Town this weekend. It is the Darkness into Light Walk. And it's an event that happens internationally and brings together hundreds of thousands of people on five different continents to raise awareness around suicide and self-harm. It started back in 2009 in Dublin, Ireland. It has grown steadily since then, adding additional venues, and roughly 150 different locations take part as we speak. This is the third year the event is taking place in Cape Town. And on the line with me is Bridget Schweitzer, who is the chairperson for Darkness into Light Africa, coordinating the event in a somewhat different format this year. Bridget, lovely to have you with us. Welcome.
Thank you, Pippa, and thank you so much for having a difficult subject to discuss, which I really appreciate.
It's a pleasure. Bridget, it's a difficult subject with such far-reaching implications. I know that you've been personally touched in your own family life by losses to suicide. But as you said to me in our initial correspondence, it doesn't stop there. It is an act that has a shattering ripple effect, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And often the case is that people don't want to talk about it, especially in the family. And then when maybe a child doesn't deal with the grief at the time, it can be just suppressed and often cause a depression later on in their life, whether they have a child or no matter what happens. Yeah. It'll often come back.
And that silence and often the shame and judgment that comes with it can also really isolate the people who are left behind, which is why a walk like this is the antidote to all of that, Bridget, because the idea is to unite people who've been impacted by suicide to say that you're not alone.
Oh, absolutely. And I think walking with people, even though you're strangers, you have so much in common, and it's just an incredibly powerful thing to do. And I'm looking forward to it. Might be a bit chilly on Saturday, but we'll be there.
Now, Bridget, in the time of COVID-19, everything has had to relook the way it's done. What are you doing differently? And tell us what the event is actually going to include this year.
Okay, being virtual, we've had to do that obviously because of COVID. And you can walk where you want. You can walk at any time you want. I've just suggested we stick to sunrise. It's beautiful. You can walk from home. You can cycle. So virtually just put on your T-shirt if you've got one and watch a beautiful sunrise. And, you know, that for me is a memory. And then maybe just remember the person who you're doing it for is more important.
The significance of the sunrise timing is, of course, it's more than just a pleasant time of day to be out there, Bridget. It's about light coming out of darkness.
Absolutely. Darkness being the depression and struggling while you are in that dark place. And everyone must remember that the sun will eventually come out and you will get some help if you ask for it.
Bridget, as much as this is an act of solidarity and of sharing and caring for other people who've been there with you in a virtual form this year, this event is also always a fundraiser, and your beneficiary this year is very appropriately the South African Depression and Anxiety Group.
Yes, they are. They've been absolutely fantastic, and I don't know if you've noticed during COVID that they've had incredible coverage, and just going onto their website, their brochures, their groups, there's advice, there's just so much. And I hope you don't mind me saying this quickly, but if you can't do the event and you can't register, I would really appreciate you giving a small donation to them, because they really are the people we should thank.
Yeah, they've done amazing work in supporting at a time when the need for that support has been overwhelming. Bridget, how does one register to take part in the event? Can you tell us a bit more about what it costs and where to go for more information?
Absolutely. We have an organization who started it in Ireland. They're very kindly doing all our administration. So you go onto their website. It's www.darknessintolight.ie. And then there will be a space that says sign up, and then they will go to Africa, and then they'll go to Cape Town, and there we are. And then we do have a Facebook page, but the registering on the Darkness into Light website will get you registered. And but our Darkness into Light /Cape Town Facebook page tells you everything. But you can't register on Facebook. You have to go to the the website.
Okay, so Facebook for the information, but actual registration is on darknessintolight.ie. Ticket for adults is 150 rand, 70 rand for children, and there is also a concession for students, seniors, and job seekers. They can take part for only 100 rand. There is also the option of a family ticket if you want the whole family to participate together. Bridget, I hope it's going to be fabulously well supported. I think, as you've said, so many people need the support of others more than ever right now, and even if it has to be in a slightly different format, I really hope that they do come together and share as they have in previous years for this year's Darkness into Light Walk. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Papa. I really appreciate it. And a quick note, get for your daughter, for your car,
yes,
get a scratch insurance. But if you're not too fussy about scratches, which I have on my car for my daughter, I just want to tell you they're good memories and I never got cross with her.
Well, Bridget, my car is already full of memories of that kind of my own. So, but thank you for that. That's a lovely way of looking at it. Take the scratches as signs of good memories. Okay, once again, that website address is darknessintolight.ie. And that's because the sort of home base of this event is Ireland. Darknessintolight.ie. Happening this weekend. You can walk whenever, how long, with whom, and for whatever distance you want to in your own time. But roughly on Saturday morning, the idea being to start in the darkness and be there as the light comes up.